Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes. So ready.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
I'm ready.
And this is Overtime.
Okay. I'm ready.
This is what you get in St. Louis. You don't want heat? Fine, we'll cool it off. How about a just ton of rain, like as much as you can handle? We've had flash flood warnings throughout the morning. And thank you to Dean DeVore and Roger Brand for all of their efforts this morning. And Brian Kelly, who's been reporting on the scene of flooding. We will continue to keep you updated with all the traffic issues around town. Tom Ackerman with you. Charlie Brennan is in the house. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Did you get a warning on your iPhone at 4:30 a.m. today?
I sure did. I was also awake.
And you
here.
Were awake. Right, exactly. But for the rest of humanity,
yeah.
Did you folks get it too?
What did the warning say?
Flash flood warning.
She did not get it.
Obviously, yeah,
I did
exactly.
not get it, but it woke
I
me up. The rain woke me up at exactly 4:30. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
What? Wow.
No, I was just thinking to myself, I don't really need that flash flood warning when I'm sleeping. But, hey, I guess the National Weather Service declared an emergency of some sort.
That is Trish Gazelle. Do you keep your phone on all night long in case of a call?
I keep my ringer off. The phone is on, the ringer is off. I've had too many nights where people like to call me in the middle of the night, so I turned it off.
I keep it on.
I'm out of jail or something. I keep
the ringer on overnight, but usually during the day my ringer is off.
Because we're in here
on the air. Always text messages, I keep those silenced always. It never dings or anything when I get a text message. I have to look down to see.
See, now that's a good topic because I'm Amy Mark Scores, by the way.
Yeah, that's Amy,
everybody.
Everyone.
Self-intro.
Hi, Amy.
Do it yourself.
Who is this person talking?
Yeah, stop.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I've heard that before.
No.
So I sleep with my phone next to me and the ringer is on, you know, in case someone calls or texts in the middle of the night. During the day it's off, but I really think it's an unhealthy sleep habit. I think I now sleep worse than I've ever slept because the phone is right there, the notifications are there, the phone could ring. I think it's probably healthier to disconnect.
Yeah, I have all notifications off except for weather. It'll beep when there's weather or make a sounder, and if the phone rings. So if KMOX needs to get a hold of me at 2 in the morning because something's happened, I'm ready to go. And that's just the way it is. I get up at 3:15 anyway, so you know, you get going. It's 8:35. One of our colleagues, Charlie, has chimed in with the first topic of the day, saying that over the weekend, the wait for food at the McDonald's in Osage Beach was 20-plus minutes because of staffing shortages. How short? Well, this person stopped to get ice cream, and only one person was working while the line took 20-plus minutes to navigate. What do we do about worker shortages?
Well, according to this morning's Wall Street Journal, there are 900,000 job openings right now in restaurants and in accommodations. I guess that means hotel. Restaurants and accommodations. Hotel, motel, something like that. So I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to have to pay them more, I guess. I was on Manchester Road in Manchester last week, and I saw signs $11 an hour at some of these fast food places. That's pretty good. Ted Drew's, I was there on Saturday night. The lines were very long, but they had a ton of people, and the lines went through very quickly. No one was waiting at all.
Ted Drew's wait time is always like 5 minutes or less.
It is.
You fly through there.
This kind of goes back, though, to our conversation last week on OT when we were talking about teenagers, high schoolers, and kids in college who aren't doing the summer jobs or jobs while they're in school anymore, right? So get those teens out to work, because this is both of these that were referenced are kind of a starter job, and that really does go back to that conversation we had last week.
You know, and there's a couple thoughts on this. One, last month I was at the Target on Hampton, and they had one lane open, one checkout lane open, and it was just backed up. Tons of people behind this lane. And even the self-checkout, they didn't have every single self-checkout kiosk open because they only had one person watching the self-checkout, and I guess they could only monitor so many. So the wait times were incredible to check out at this Target, and there were, what, 15 checkout lanes that were closed? They had no workers. So there's that side of it. And then there are just some places that are really good at rifling through people. For instance, the two that stick out to me, if there is a long line at Chick-fil-A or at Quick Trip, you will get through that line in
Quick
30
Trip,
seconds.
Especially, yes.
Quick Trip knows really how good. It's done. Chick-fil-A knows how it's done. They've got, you know, the double drive-through lanes. Meanwhile, there'll be a Starbucks with six cars in line, and you'll sit there for half an hour.
I agree. I've been very impressed with Quick Trip. I don't know if the managers take over the cashier or the cash register or what, but they don't spend a lot of time talking, but boy, do they move you through.
You know, and because each cashier works two registers at once, too. They say, hey, can I check you out here? And then they're checking out the other person, so they're multitasking. I've heard they treat their employees well, pay them very well. It's a winner.
It's CVS by my house is always very quick.
Very good.
Very, very quick. It takes just as long for the receipt to come out, though, as the entire checkout process.
You see, Chris Kerber got like a 7-foot receipt.
Yeah, my daughter, Audrey, likes to wear the receipt as a scarf. So she puts it around her neck when I get it.
Aww. That's cute.
It's 8:39. We'll come back, have much more on Overtime with Charlie Brennan, Trish Gazelle, and Amy Markscores. I'm Tom Ackerman.
Get ready for the Cards and Pirates tonight. Ammon Total Access 510. First pitch 6:05. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX.
It's 8:43 on Total Information AM Overtime with Charlie Brennan and Trish Gazelle and Amy Markscores. I'm Tom Ackerman. Please be safe out there driving around this morning. President Trump is keeping up his Twitter attacks. He says, Charlie, quote, I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country. They should apologize to America and Israel for the horrible, hateful things they have said. They are destroying the Democratic Party, but are weak and insecure people who can never destroy our great nation. What is your response to the president?
Well, again, the only aspect of that that I really have big issues with is they are incapable of loving our country. I would prefer that President Trump stick to the issues and the policies. And if you have a problem with somebody's ideas, attack the ideas. But I don't like the ad hominem attacks against the women's character. Now, their opinions on Israel or any other topic or fodder for discussion, that's fine. But I'm getting tired of the president going out of his way to be combative, especially with these relatively fringe members of Congress. So, you know, I again, as I've said, I do not disagree with the president on everything. I've been on this program defending him on many policy issues. But frankly, I'm just one American who's tired of the vitriol.
We need to knock this off. It's not a good look. It's not a good look for him. It's not a good look for this fight to continue. Just around the world, the perception, can we just find some common ground here? Again, if you don't like the ideas, attack the ideas, like Charlie said. The whole rally where we had the crowd chanting, it was ugly. And I'm interested to see what's going to happen at the next one. Is he going to calm this down? He's president for everyone, not just the people who voted for him. And I just wish he would start acting like it.
That's a really good point, that he is our president. He's the president of the United States, and part of the job of being the president of the United States is representing everyone, even those that don't agree with you. And the way he acts, the way he tweets, what he says, it's beneath the office. There's no dignity in it. There's nothing presidential about it. Even if he were to think those things, don't say them, definitely don't tweet them. It feels like you're watching high schoolers have a spat and call each other names going back and forth. I do believe that some of the stuff that he says is just ignorant. And it's completely erasing or negating the good things that he actually is doing. He should be talking about the economy. Look at the economy. Look at the positive things. Instead, it's more and more division.
And again, it's not like I think you guys are huge fans of the squad. It's not like we're defending them.
I'm not either.
Right. So, when you are the president of the United States, there should also be a certain presidential level of decorum that you should adhere to. Going out of your way to attack these freshman congresswomen, you're right. What is really accomplished for that? Except maybe he's trying to make them the emblem of the Democratic Party. And so when people think of Democrats, they'll think of them, and that'll help him. But that's a heck of a way to increase your attractiveness to the American people, by putting someone else down.
And you, just because you're criticizing what the president is saying, it doesn't mean that you're taking a side. It doesn't mean that you are by default agreeing with AOC or with Ilhan Omar. It doesn't. You can support someone and still criticize some of their actions. And this is not a zero-sum contest when you are looking at the actions and the words of either, quote, the squad or the president. You're not picking sides by criticizing the way they're acting.
Well, what about this take, Amy, from Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York? He accuses the president of committing high crimes and misdemeanors on Fox News Sunday and said that Trump's infractions meet the standard of impeachment. Says the Mueller report presents very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and we have to present or let Mueller present those facts to the American people and then see where we go from there.
Well, here's the thing with the Mueller report. One, most people have not looked into it. Most people haven't even read the, what, nine-page summary, the cheat sheet. And what I don't understand is, if the Mueller report is as incriminating as everybody says it is, why is the Democratic Party not taking action on it? Why is no one taking more action to move forward with the impeachment process unless they know what they have won't stand up?
And they can do that. I agree. I don't think there is grounds for impeachment in this report. In fact, my recollection was folks were going after the president because he had colluded with Russia during the 2016 election. And then this report specifically said he did not. So, I mean, that's the big deal. We'll see what Mr. Mueller has to say. And you're right. The Democrats have the right to impeach. If they want to start it, go ahead. Of course, they're going to get nowhere in the Senate, but I think Nancy Pelosi's probably right. It wouldn't be a political winner for the Democrats to do this.
I think it's over and done. You know, Bob Mueller's testifying on Wednesday. He's already said, this report is my testimony. I'm not going to say anything outside this report. Let's move on. Or, like you say, Amy, if there is something to impeach the president with, then do it. But apparently there's not. So let's put this to bed. Let's all move on.
Could this heat wave actually deter crime? A police department in Massachusetts has an interesting take on that. We will have that coming up after the break. It's Overtime. It's 8:49.
I want to hear more.
This is Overtime on KMOX.
It was hot. It feels a lot better now, even though we have some rain. It's going to be nice today. But could this heat wave deter crime? We've had heat all over the country, Trish, and the Braintree, Massachusetts PD hopes that's the case. They're asking would-be criminals to chill out until the intense heat passes through. They posted a note on their Facebook page that said, due to the extreme heat, we are asking anyone thinking of criminal activity to hold off until Monday. That's just too hot.
That's hilarious that they put that up there. It was too hot for me to go to the pool, so I can imagine. Look, I don't know if it's actually going to deter crime. You know, maybe the ransacking of cars or that kind of petty crime, but
too hot to go to the pool.
Yeah, it was too hot to go to the pool.
Was it too hot to turn on the air conditioning?
Mm-mm. No.
Why was it too hot to go to the pool?
Because it was, well,
that's a real thing.
First
I've experienced
of all,
that.
It's like bath water. So
oh,
it's
well,
not, when
that.
You jump in the pool, yeah. It's not like, oh, refreshing. So, yeah.
No, I think crime goes down, folks, when it's cold. We've had some shootings in St. Louis over the weekend. Terrible, tragic ones. We'll probably discuss after 9 o'clock. And I think criminals like the hot weather.
Well, I mean, the statistics show, right, that crime escalates in the summer. And it does go down in the winter. And partly, too, when it's 10 degrees below zero, no one's just hanging out on the streets waiting to commit a crime. Although I do appreciate what the
Braintree.
The Braintree Police Department tweeted out, if you want to follow a fun police department, the Baldwin Police Department, their Facebook page is really funny.
Oh,
they have
really?
A weekly roundup. I just started following them. And
I'm going to have to do
they're
that.
They're kind of going viral. The Baldwin Police Department, pretty fun.
There are some really good police departments on Twitter, too, that that have some great posts. Here's What's on Tap, sponsored by the Penn Mutual Life Insurance Company. Charlie Brennan and Amy Mark scores are coming up.
That's right. And among other things, we're going to talk about how Bernie Sanders has not been paying his employees $15 an hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.